flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started the last segment talking about some, I'm just going to say it, some sketchy photographs being taken down yonder. It looked, you know, could this be...
Oh, man, you're about to really embarrass yourself if we find out this is something that is, like, completely on the up and up and not sketchy at all.
Yeah.
It's my big fear right now, is that we've labeled this as some sort of, like...
tawdry enterprise.
Yeah. And imagine if you're them, using the Odyssey app and rewind function and listening to this segment.
And we accused them of being dancers or mail-order bribes.
I think I said they have henchmen, like, all sorts of things.
In fairness, the assistant is putting off henchman vibes.
Big henchman vibes.
Yeah, almost like cleaner. Like, it's like... they're really the person in charge here, and they're like, the wolf,
the
from
organizer
Pulp Fiction.
Of all this. Yeah.
Looks got almost problematic. Some have said. So
Some have.
We sent the bulldog down there, Katie Pollack.
The bulldog.
Yeah.
I kind of like that for you.
She's
very tenacious. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
right?
I like that for you. Yeah.
And here's the thing. She.
It fits though.
Yeah. Well, it fits because you are a very tenacious person, but you're also very nice and very sociable. So, Katie Pollack, you went down there.
Thank you. Yeah.
You asked the questions, the hard-hitting questions. What can you report to us?
First of all, that was so fun going down to find them. Yeah. So,
Katie, would you say you're naturally a nosy person?
No, I wouldn't say nosy. Curious. Curious.
Well, you volunteered to do this in a very quick way, and I appreciate that, but that was... like, we could have been like, pay us $10 to do it, and you would have been like, here's a 20.
We needed
I just
answers.
I like that the problem with the terminology, it just came down to semantics.
Yeah.
I do like, okay, so what'd you find out?
Okay, so I went over, they were on the stairs, they had moved over to the stairs, and I said, hi, you know, I'm up there with the radio station, we're just trying to figure out exactly what you're doing, and the guy's face was like, I know, listeners, you can't see me, but it was just like slack, face dropped, like, oh.
He thought he was going to in trouble.
He thought he was in trouble.
Yeah.
And I said,
doing
no,
it every day.
You're not in trouble, but I know you've been here all week. I said, you're not in trouble. We are at the radio station. We're just trying to find out what you're doing.
Sounds like a bit of guilt here, Jonathan.
We're just curious. And he was like, oh, well, it was a little like bobbly with his words. Like, he couldn't really get it all out. And he was like, I'm a freelance photographer. I got started in... you know, so I just take pictures of the people when they need pictures for things.
Yeah.
This is like his delivery. I'm giving him his delivery.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, okay.
I've never been more confident about my mail-order bride prediction.
So then I look at the young lady in the little red dress and I said, what are your pictures for?
The dancer.
She said, my birthday.
My birthday?
Yep. So they're taking pictures.
So everyone all week has been getting photos for their birthday?
Well, then I said, well, what about the other young ladies? And he's like, oh, you know, whatever they need them for. And then the other the henchman
I like a split hog.
I did not want you to be right on this.
The sidekick just kind of stood there. She didn't say a word.
The henchman. Oh, well, that's the henchman role. Yeah. That's the henchman.
She was just against the back, like holding the purses. And then the picture, the girl had her gold heels on with her red dress, and she switched it into Ugg boots or like Ugg looking boots. And so she could be more comfortable. I don't know if they were moving to another location.
Oh, and we're in high heels all day. And all night.
My birthday?
I said to him, I said, why? What do you like about this space? And he goes, he said, well, basically it's because it's free. But what he said was, well, it's good lighting and there's good spots with nice backgrounds and really nobody kicks me out.
That would be the big selling point. Because one's thought to complain. He's been here all week. No one's thought to complain because he doesn't really bother
Nick
anybody.
Wins this. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it's good to be the king. Right?
Why
right?
was I just so hopeful for some outcome
for
that wasn't
humanity?
This? It just wasn't this.
Jonathan just got the blinders on.
Well, now it feels like I feel bad for the photographer. He's like, this is my big break.
Maybe they're Disney princesses.
Like, I'm gonna shoot them, and I can sell this off to other people as if I'm like, I'm a paid artist now. I'm a paid photographer.
All right, let me write that down.
Everyone's getting used in this scenario,
this
though.
This is like a Pursuit of Happiness moment we're watching down there.
And the henchmen.
Watch less movies.
And the henchmen.
And let me write that down as a win for Nick with mail order bride. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going with Exotic Dancer on this one, but yeah.
Well, Dancer... mail order bride, let's not split hairs.
Tomato,
here.
Tomato.
All right. They're business women and they are free to do what they want. I feel just vindicated. I mean, I just feel good right now.
I'm glad I could help.
Hot damn. There ain't no beating this.
I mean, you could not. Okay, for what we hypothesized 15 minutes ago, you could not have drawn up more obvious answers of guilt and I know I shouldn't be here. I guarantee we never see him again.
No chance we do. They're gone.
That was his whole vibe. Yeah. I should not be here, gone. And I know that. Yeah. And yeah.
Listen, you're welcome back. Now that we know, we're not gonna impact the business. All right, the lusty ladies, do what you want. All right, it's a free country. Right, as long as the
Now I feel bad for the photographer trying to make money. Now I want to like see his career through. I'm
He's
like
a DJ at night.
Can we hire him to retake our photos for afternoon drive? Get one with you with a hat on, maybe?
Did he look tall?
Hey, for little, 10 bucks, yeah, will he come back up and take a new photo of us?
Yeah, but we have to go ahead and wear seductive red dresses. I can only really find my muse if you look just a little bit like a dancer.
Mac, get Nick's heels.
I would love to see Nick in a little red dress.
I don't think there's anything little about that dress.
Joanne Maverick just went under at the thought of it.
Hey, we're going to need to sew about 5 of those little red dresses together, and then it might cover half my ass.
And when
ass.
People come by and ask what's going on, you have to tell them it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Give me more, fat man.
Oh, but you have to say it like this. Oh, it's for my birthday.
That was a little much.
That's
where we went over the top.
That was a little much.
216-474-0092.
Did it in a voice that you've done it before.
Listen, how do you think I got through college? Those bills ain't going to pay themselves. One bill at a time. There's more to prove for the Cavaliers than you might realize. That's coming up at 6:02 with a victorious Nick Wilson on 92.3 The Fan. I respect nothing.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.